This is weird, because I didn't realize this for a long time. I went through one of those past life regression things, and I came out of the other side of it convinced that I, too, had been doing Let's Plays, not just recently, but really my entire life. Only when I was 5 years old, it was called making my brother pretend he was playing while he was really watching me play Super Mario Brothers with a controller that wasn't plugged in. And in a way, like, I think that's the way I have thought of Let's Plays ever since. Like, there's a part of me that is just too narcissistic to not be holding the controller at any point.
Let's Plays are, like, one of the easiest ways to make friends that you'll never meet.
Okay, say more about that.
Well, I think Let's Plays are a very good method of discovering people on the internet who like similar games to you and potentially have a personality that you like. Whenever I've asked people about Let's Plays, particularly in the office here, nobody watches a Let's Player that they don't like. It's always somebody who they want to hang out with. And so in a way, maybe your brother is kind of like that. Maybe he secretly loves you for some reason.
It would have to be very secret. But that's possible. And I think there's definitely some truth to that, in as much as one of the easiest ways to figure out whether you're going to get along with someone or not is watching them play a video game. Mm. There are good ways to play a video game in someone else's presence and really bad ways. I don't know if either of you have any experience with that.
Do you mean, like, the kind of games that you play? Like, all right, this one I'll play in front of another person because this might actually be interesting to watch, as opposed to, like, spending your time grinding in an RPG while friends are there and just feeling very antisocial? Or do you mean in some other way?
I think that's definitely part of it. Another part of it is, like, some people are very expansive video game players. You know, they're talking about what's happening. They're kind of natural Let's Players in that sense. Mm-hmm. And then some people are playing the same game and they're just, like, staring down at their controller. And every time they die, they go, "Ah, crap! Darn it! Crap! Jumping mechanics." Yeah. You know, some people just cannot move outside of themselves while they're playing Kid Icarus.
I like watching Let's Plays for games that I would like to play myself, but for whatever reason I can't. Okay. Like Dark Souls 2. There is this Australian dude named Craig who plays these games. He's bad at them, but he keeps going. He's persistent. He curses all the time. He's like, "Oh, this guy, he killed me. Oh, no, why did you do that?" And he just keeps going, and he keeps getting better, and it's really nice watching him. Like, even though he gets really angry, he's got an Arino aura to him, and he just keeps going. And I just like hearing him say, "Hi, this is Craig playing Dark Souls," and it's like, it's so exciting. Like, oh, Craig's gonna play Dark Souls now. It's so nice.
Does Craig have, like, a patience that you don't have?
He does, and... Well, see, he gets mad at stuff, but when I get mad at stuff, I turn the game off. He'll get mad and then keep going. So we're different in that way.
So he has a personality trait that allows him to play Dark Souls, whereas you would throw your PS3 controller.
Yeah, I've rage-quitted Dark Souls so many times.
There's a nice variety of what makes a Let's Play. You have groups of people who play games online on camera, such as awesome video games, or you have people who, like Craig, who probably talk about the game and talk strategy.
Right? Yeah.
And then you have people also like PewDiePie, who scream a lot and get millions of views.
I am willing to go out on a limb and say that that last one is not the kind that really appeals to me, because I have never once said, "Man, I wish I could watch Ray William Johnson play video games for an hour."
But that's... Isn't it interesting that he is kind of the top Let's Player right now?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, like, in the Chinese curse sense of interesting. Like, it makes me wonder what people are getting out of that particular kind of Let's Play. Like, I think there's definitely some camaraderie there, and there's some just kind of, like, idol worship. Like, I wish I could yell about video games and become very wealthy. But it's also, like, maybe that's... Whereas Craig appeals to you, Heidi, because he has patience you don't have. Mm-hmm. Maybe the guy whose name I can't say, maybe he appeals to people because he is, like, their id that they won't let out while they're playing video games.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, they're like, "Man, you know, if I had his charisma, I would do a million jump cuts while I played Dark Souls and yell random things out.
And at a certain point, when you have a person like PewDiePie who just kind of snowballs in popularity, they become like a pop star in which the novelty of the people who love them and simultaneously the other people who hate them, they're just a martyr. They're just somebody who just keeps getting more popular because they caused this rift in the comments section where everybody's yelling at each other. But I think that's fascinating because he's bringing people together in a different way than other Let's Players.
And this is, maybe this is another way to look at like the distinction between Let's Players. Like, there are Let's Players that are primarily about bringing fans of the game together, and then there are Let's Players that are primarily about watching this guy perform this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a performance art to the Let's Play. I mean, is that kind of what Game Grumps is?
Yeah, yeah. I stopped watching it when they replaced Grumps, so I don't know what it's like now. But that one, like, I really enjoyed that because it felt like playing a video game with friends.
Yeah.
In part because they are not much better than I am at video games, which I really appreciate. Like, if I watch people speedrun something, it's like they're doing a completely different thing than mm-hmm. what I'm doing. You know, it's like playing horse while, like, Michael Jordan is dunking behind you on the other hoop. You know, you lose your interest after a while. But something like that, where there's definitely, like, an intense relatability that's combined with them doing something that I can't do, which has become famous on the internet. Mm-hmm.
We're also generalizing here by saying Let's Play.
Yeah.
I've talked to some people who do broadcasts online of games, and they don't classify themselves as Let's Players.
Hmm.
What would be the distinction?
I would call that live Let's Play.
I don't know what the distinction is. Yeah. Like, for instance, Tom Bob Blender, I've talked to him, and I talked to him about Let's Plays, and he said he doesn't really think of himself as a Let's Player. And it's because he does everything live. So, I guess maybe a broadcaster? I'm not quite sure. Because you have a much deeper interaction with your audience when you're broadcasting than you do when you upload a video and then you just read the comments. And that's I guess, the distinction.
That seems more of a let than,
than
someone filming themselves playing a game and then editing it really carefully and then uploading it.
Yeah, live Let's Plays, I'm more likely to watch anyway, especially if whoever's playing interacts with the chat room or something. Like Aquas, who was here a few weeks ago, like, I watch his streams all the time. And I like, sometimes he'll die playing these really difficult shmups because he just looked at the chat really quick. I'm like, oh, I killed Aquas, sorry.
Yes, yeah, so you have an actual power in that sense. You can murder Aquas over and over in a shooter.
It's pretty fun.
It's like Twitch plays Aquas playing shmups.
Yes.
You even have things like Awesome Video Games. I think Fraser, he also doesn't classify himself as a Let's Player.
Mm-hmm. Well, there I can see there's definitely like a TV show aspect going on. It's much more edited, and that seems like a more that seems more like something that could not be called a Let's Play rather than broadcasting live. But I think this is one of those things like. If you talk to people inside punk rock, and I don't know why you would, but if you did, like, half of them would be really desperately trying to tell you that they aren't punk, and the other half would be really desperately trying to tell you that, no, those guys aren't punk, whatever they tell you. Like, there's this sense that this has a really either important meaning that needs to be maintained and guarded from outsiders, or this has a really unimportant meaning that needs to be destroyed and kept away from me. Because what I'm doing is different. I think the same thing, just based on following our dear friend Space Boyfriend's Twitter, I think Chiptune has the same thing now, where people are bristling against being called Chiptune because they feel like that means something and they want to just be doing that. So I'm sure that's part of it, where, like, Let's Play is such a monolithic thing now that people are like, no, I'm not like those Let's Players. Mm-hmm. No, you know, forget about those guys. I'm me.
It's especially hard when you have, again, PewDiePie with, I think he just broke 20 million subscribers. I'm going to check really quick.
When I first heard about Let's Plays, it was The Terrible Secret of Animal Crossing, which is not in video form at all. It's just like screenshots on Something Awful, where it used to be. Now it's like cataloged somewhere. And mm-hmm. the dude who did it just wrote it down, like wrote what he was thinking. And it was like an elaborate story. And he posted it in some forum, and everyone was like, no, this is a Let's Play. Get it over there. That's like, what is a Let's Play? I was just being really entertained by this story. Did Let's Plays exist before YouTube and stuff got popular?
They were apparently coined on Something Awful.
Oh, that's where Terrible Secret of Animal Crossing was.
Like most of the things that are on the internet, they were coined by Something Awful. And I think, like, that's definitely a distinction worth making. I tried to do that with Earthbound Zero back when I was Starman.net's articles maintainer. Sorry about all that.
Also, Falcon 24 update articles.
And I tried to do something like that with Earthbound Zero. And like everything that has to do with Earthbound Zero, I stopped around the graveyard. And there's definitely something appealing in that. And also, I think just in Let's Plays that are themed very much around, like, giving a particular reading of a game. Mm-hmm. So, like, The Terrible Secret of Animal Crossing or something like that, where you are reading the game in a way that's different from the way it's intended.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe paying attention to just how often Mario kills himself trying to save this princess who's just getting kidnapped again or something like that. It's a very broad field that is really, like, the connective tissue is just that there's a video game and then there's a person either talking or writing over it.
It's not really a format, but rather it's just this option that is now available for people. When you look back 10 years ago, even a profession of being a Let's Player or doing Let's Plays for fun, that didn't exist a decade ago. It's seeing the internet get to where it's at today with social media and being able to share videos very quickly. The sky's really the limit for what format you want to make a video about you playing a video game, be it live or recorded. And sometimes it'll wind up like this.
Oh, you shouldn't smoke outside a hospital, especially if you're pregnant.
Okay.
Do you know how inconsiderate it is to smoke when you're pregnant? God damn it! Have some thought for your baby!
PewDiePie has 26 million subscribers.
And you see, that's funny because you shouldn't smoke when you're pregnant. That's actually a health risk. So that's the joke.
But not all Let's Plays are like PewDiePie. You have a bunch of different formats for people. I actually didn't even consider what you were just saying. Basically telling a story with the game that you're playing.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is really one of the things Fangamer was created to do, certainly, and one of the things that I think people who play video games are so desperate to do, especially for people who don't play video games, but also just for people who haven't played their pet video game, is like, for me in Earthbound Zero, the thing I'm constantly telling people is, no, just get past the graveyard. It's not like Earthbound. It's totally different. It's really cool in its own way, and what I'm really trying to do badly is explain to people how playing Earthbound Zero made me feel. And a Let's Play would be probably an ideal way to do that because I would have control of the narrative as it was happening. I'd be able to say, you know, you see how sad Queen Mary is? There's no Queen Mary in Earthbound. It's totally different, you guys.
A little desperate there.
Yeah, a little desperate. It could be very desperate by the end. And then by Mountie Toy, it would just be me screaming the whole time.
Yes.
And I would have 26 million subscribers.
And I would feel it because I've done it.
Yeah.
But with the easy ring, so it doesn't really count.
Mountie Toy isn't even that hard, you guys. Come on.
You gotta go through it twice.
But anyway.
Charlie.
Yeah.
You've been quiet. I'm just curious, do you watch Let's Plays?
Well, I can't.
Why can't you?
Well, mostly because I'm like, even if I'm just in the same room with somebody who's playing a game, I want to take the controller from them because they don't know how to play the way I do. And so they're not doing it right. Unless there's like a really, really good like speedrunner guy who's just going to totally blow me out of the water. In which case, yeah, I'll be fascinated for a while. But for the most part, no, I want to be playing myself.
See, this is where it's clear that you have more self-confidence than I do, because I can only watch Let's Players who are worse than me, and you can only watch Let's Players who are better than you. I think that's much healthier. But it's definitely, like, I think those are, you know, that's another kind of dichotomy of Let's Play, is are you watching to be impressed by how good they are, or are you watching to take part in, like, the communal experience of, hey, Mario 3 is really awesome. Let's all remember how great Mario 3 is.
I think... I know for a fact I wouldn't be very good at doing like a regular Let's Play, like actually being the Let's Player and carrying a conversation for that long, because really I'm not very good at doing anything without some thought behind it beforehand. Like, I've literally been thinking about saying this exact thing that I'm saying right now for the entire conversation while listening to you guys.
Including this disclaimer.
Exactly. And so I think I could do a Let's Play if I'd prepared a lot beforehand. Like whenever we did the Earthbound Bash. I didn't have to carry that, but I could have because I'd done so much work beforehand.
Well, no, let's play it being honest to the audience. You did carry that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I carried the actual game itself.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the entertaining part.
when all of the people who are trying, and sometimes in my case failing to carry the entertainment part, realized they hadn't played Earthbound in 10 years, Charlie came in, grabbed the gamepad out of my hand.
Out of Marcus's hand.
Yeah, shot me a furious look, and then just proceeded to get through that part of the game in 10 minutes.
So you could never do a blind Let's Play.
I don't think I'd be very good at it. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I could, but I don't think it would be very entertaining for somebody to watch. But I did realize, based on our conversation just now, that I actually started doing the Let's Play last night.
Really?
What I was doing was I was playing through FTL, Faster Than Light, and I was taking notes about everything I was doing. And then you'll see I have a blog post scheduled tomorrow with the first few jumps and basically telling a story based on that information, like the mm-hmm. things that I was actually doing and transcribing that into a story.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize at the time that that's what that could be considered a Let's Play, but yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. The broad spectrum of Let's Plays even applies to us. Technically, all of us have made a Let's Play with the Earthbound Bash.
Oh, yeah.
Or a broadcast, whatever you want to call it. One of the cool things we tried to do with the Earthbound Bash as a broadcast was have the game around constantly and being played, but we were having a party. We were doing a lot of fun stuff that didn't necessarily apply to the game and directly what was happening in it. Making an event out of playing a game. And so the game was more of a background thing. Do you guys ever watch really big broadcasts for games?
I sometimes watch like fighting game tournaments. I don't know if that counts.
I think it does in a way. It's like it's definitely on the Charlie spectrum of watching people who are actually really good at the game. So I could never do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a jealous, tiny person.
Does Twitch play Pokemon count?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
I didn't watch that, but I'm just asking if it counts.
I didn't watch either because it's a hellscape. But like, what could be more Let's Play than let's all of us who are watching ruin Pokemon?
That was amazing.
That is the purest of Let's Plays.
I just want to say I love Twitch Plays Pokemon. That was incredible.
I think one of the biggest inspirations for us in terms of doing the Earthbound Bash was Desert Bus.
Oh, yeah. That is the most noble of Let's Plays, I'd say.
The charity Let's Play.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another thing, is many Let's Players will actually do charity stuff. PewDiePie did a charity thing.
Technology. Oh, yeah, working girl. Wait, what the fuck?
Jeff, don't play any more clips from that guy.
His little organization raised some money for charity.
How much?
I can look it up right now. I think I'm going to go ahead and say $250,000.
Yep. What was the charity?
Let's find out.
Let's judge this guy as much as we can.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna explain why I brought him up here in a minute.
All right. You're leading somewhere.
This isn't just a hey. Let's talk.
Let's bust on PewDiePie.
Yeah.
This is gonna be like an episode of Maury, and Jeff has PewDiePie behind the door to the podcast studio. He's gonna come in and yell at me, and it's gonna be great. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where PewDiePie would fit in the Fangirl podcast love triangle. I love rectangle.
I love geometric shape.
Really. Yes.
It's the ever-expanding geometric shape.
Yeah, the love cube.
Well, he's done multiple fundraisers and charities, one of which raised over $446,000.
That's pretty good. For what?
It doesn't say.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe it was just for the charity of PewDiePie.
Well, he also raised about $250,000 for, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
All right. Well, okay. That, there we go. There's some nobility.
And then afterwards, he ran for King of the Web.
Well, I mean, did he win?
Let's find out.
I mean, if he
lost the overall title.
Oh, well, who
however, won? He still became gaming king of the web.
So he's not the king of the entire internet. That is reserved for, like, Nathan Fillion or somebody.
So the reason I wanted to bring up PewDiePie is that he's playing a character. Some people don't like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, much like Fred.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he lucked into anything, and I don't begrudge him his success, even though I can't listen to it. I've I read a big article about him. He seems like a nice enough guy. Raised a bunch of money for charity. But man, like, if he's king of the gaming fiefdom, does that mean that we are all in contempt for talking about him?
He might be executed.
Yeah, treasonous, really.
Is he going to do a wacky, hilarious video about us being sent to the Tower of London and murdered? Oh, God. I'm sorry, everybody. It's the Let's Play Police. Stay tuned.
You are wanted for treason.
Stay tuned for the next episode of the Fangamer Podcast, where we are all executed after explaining the length and breadth of all of our crimes against PewDiePie. Thank you very much for listening. We apologize for everything. Long live the king.